On Sunday, February 12th at 3 p.m., Troy Savings Bank Music Hall will host a live Selected Shorts event. Sonia Manzano, Michael Cerveris, and Jim Trufrost will perform moving and comical stories about lovers and strangers. Sonia Manzano is known to millions as Maria on Sesame Street, a character she played from 1971 to 2015, and has earned 15 Emmy Awards as a writer for that program.
It's not just a fact, tell mommy and dad that Ola wants to say. So try and Ola.
Repeat, say Ola.
Tell them Ola's here to stay.
Latins from Alaska or from Spain or Nebraska will say Ola when they mean hello.
Latins from Havana or Detroit or old Montana know that's just how the old greeting goes.
Latins from Queens and the hip Argentines say hola when greeting each other. We know the way, we can all say hola, what's happening, brother? Take it from us and don't make a fuss, we want you in the know. So just say hola, come on, say hola instead of hello.
Her theater credits include the original production of Godspell.
Turn back, oh man, forswear thy foolish ways. Old now is earth and none may count her days. Da-da-da-da-da. Yet thou, her child, whose head is crowned with
In 2016, she received a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 43rd Annual Daytime Emmy Awards, and it is a great pleasure and delight to welcome Sonia Manzano to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a pleasure to have you on the program.
Well, aren't you nice, and what a glowing introduction. My head is as big as the door jam here.
So let me say what I'm only assuming everybody says to you, which is, it is weird. I mean, I am approaching 50 years old. I'll be 50 this year. You've been to that program. I was born in 1967. You've been with the show since 1971. So my entire life watching that show, I have known you. So to hear your voice coming out of a telephone is weird, and it's really cool.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. A lot of people have that reaction. I've sort
sure.
of been in their subconscious for many years, and a lot of people stop me in the street and say, oh, you look familiar, or don't I know you? And then when my voice gives me away. But it's mostly people, I have to say, your age that were really raised with the show and really made that very strong connection. Kids now, not so much, I don't think.
Right. Do you think, because I said this in the introduction, that you played this character, Maria. For you, was that a character? Because I assume most people just thought of you as Maria.
Well, the mandate of the show when I first got cast was they wanted real people. They just wanted me to be myself. I had come off of a show called Godspell. And I was, frankly, much more comfortable playing a character as most actors will tell
sure.
you. It's easier to play a character than to be yourself. And they kept saying, no, 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 no. We just want Latino kids to relate to real people that they might see in their neighborhoods. And there were no Latins on television in those days, so this was a big groundbreaking thing. But I think I really made the leap when I realized that my job was to be the straight man and the puppets were to be the comics, and I could be myself doing that. And that they sort of allowed me to let Maria come through.
Now, obviously, I want to talk about Selected Shorts, but before we move on to that, I can only assume by the longevity from the fact that you did it from 1971 to 2015 that by and large was a very enjoyable role in your life?
Oh, I love doing Sesame Street. I was there sort of, you know, in its heyday. I was there when Jim Henson was still with us. I attribute it to being on Saturday Night Live when John Belushi was on.
Sure. Dan Aykroyd, like, the original Not Ready for Primetime Players.
Yes. And with that cast of John Stone and Dulcie Singer and all of those great, and the puppeteers were those freshly created puppets, and it was the most exciting place you could be. Everybody was on the same page at the same time, which is very rare.
You also, as I mentioned in the introduction, wrote for the show. I mean, it was a very, and I think many people don't realize just how important curriculum is for Sesame Street.
Yes, it's a very curriculum-driven show. This was something that children's shows did not do up until then, was to have an actual whole research staff, and we would decide that child has to know that you should always keep trying new things, and then the research would tell us how kids reacted to that kind of material. They decide on a message, and then it was our job as writers to make it funny, because this show came out of the laugh-in kind of magazine format shows in the original days, and you had to teach the lesson and then, you know, make them laugh, and also have the show work on a couple of levels so that parents would not cringe and run out the room every time the kid show came on the air.
and that's really where you exceeded. I mean, that's where the brilliance of the show came in, because there is that, the levels, because I still watch the show, and it's still delightful.
Yeah. I think that was something that Sesame Street was can certainly own in the world of children's television and entertainment.
How did you get involved with Selected Shorts?
I live right near Selected Shorts, the theater itself.
Yep.
And I am a writer now, as you may know. So, of course, I started coming around to the short story readings, and they intrigued me. And as I said, the theater is in my neighborhood, so I was on the board for a while. And I got to know the folks more and more. I had the pleasure and honor to work with Isaiah Sheffer, who was a founder of the theater. And he was a Renaissance man who knew everything. He in many disciplines. He knew dance, music, drama, stories, and it was intriguing to be around him and people like him and his staff. So I decided to get involved with them, and then I got involved with their educational component, because they have a wonderful program called the All Right Program, which is adult literacy. And this is really fabulous, and I was glad to become a part of their program as well, where immigrants are taught to write English, and they tell the most remarkable stories.
You mentioned your writing. You are the author of picture books like No Dogs Allowed and A Box Full of Kittens and Miracle on 133rd Street. You've written middle grade novels, The Revolution of Evelyn Serrano. You've written a memoir, Becoming Maria. And so you enjoy that, I assume, and also really staying very much with what you were doing even on Sesame Street of talking to young people.
Yes, I think that's my platform. It's what I like to do. I like to have some part in educating people and enlightening people. And frankly, it's a relief to write after being on television for so many years, which is a group effort. A lot of people are involved in putting together a television show. When when you write, you could be all by yourself, and you only deal with like one editor and one publisher, and it's much more contained. You can do it whenever you want, and you don't have to wear makeup.
So when you're at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, you'll be on the stage with Michael Cerveris and Jim Trufrost. Have you been on with these particular individuals before?
Only Michael Cerveris. I did Selected Shorts with him. It was in Seattle, and we had a wonderful time, And as you know, he's a wonderful Broadway star, and I'm really looking forward to meeting Jim Trufrost. And I'm looking forward to meeting him and reading these wonderful stories of love. And if it's one thing we need these days, it's stories about love, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. So lovers and strangers. And do you, when they ask you to do these things, I mean, how concerned are you about the topic, or do you just assume it's going to be a good story and it was meant for you?
If Selected Shorts picks a story, I know it's going to be a great story.
Yeah.
I don't have to it's vetted. I don't have to. It's already vetted. It's, you know, I prefer comedic stories. Sometimes I like old stories. Every time I select a story, they know it and they've done it. So I'm always catching up in any case.
And does it let you be the actress that you always wanted to be? I mean, I would assume it's fun to be on that stage in front of a live audience.
It is fun to be on stage and read the shorts. It is a little bit like acting, but I have to say that Isaiah always warned us about it's not acting, it's telling a story in the way that maybe a caveman might tell a story around a hearth, to include people in the experience. So there's a fine line that he always would bring up about the actor. Don't memorize it. Don't try to create great characters. But tell the tale. Tell the tale and let it wash over people and let it affect them and let them think of things that they would think of on their own.
With that said, how much preparation goes in for an evening like the one we'll experience on the 12th?
Well, I suppose each actor prepares in different ways and takes different times. I've seen actors roaming around the theater talking to themselves, and I think, wait a minute, isn't that that famous guy, reading? I probably prepare a lot. My own story and my own presentation, but then we go to the theater and then we'll do a sound check. We'll do a sound check probably and a couple of sound checks, and then we'll just sort of hit it.
I said evening. It's actually an afternoon performance. It's 3:00 at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on February 12th, and you can find out more information by going to troymusichall.org. So what's next for you besides Selected Shorts?
Besides Selected Shorts, I have a book, first draft, due, as a matter of fact, in a couple of weeks. More books coming from me, and Scholastic will be my publisher, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, that's terrific. Sonia Manzano, Michael Cerveris, and Jim Trufrost will perform moving and comical stories about lovers and strangers on Sunday, February 12th at 3:00 at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, hosting a live Selected Shorts event. You can find more information by going to troymusichall.org or wamc.org/roundtable. There will be a link attached to this interview on our website as well. Selected Shorts, of course, airs on WAMC at 11 a.m. on Sundays and 10 p.m. on Wednesdays. Sonia Manzano, a great pleasure. I love speaking with you. It's such a pleasure to have you on the program and to know that you'll be coming to our area, and I thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Joe. See you then.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Adios.
Again, you can find out more information at troymusichall.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Just look at this. Isn't it fantastic?
No, it isn't. It's terrific.
Fantastic.
Terrific.
Fantastic.
Terrific.
Can't you see that you both agree? What's the reason for this spat?
You like to say things this way, and you like to say things that.
What a shame, it all means the same. There's no need to make a scene.
There are lots of ways to say the very same thing, if you know what I mean. So!
You say little, and I say itsy.
I say tiny, and you say bitsy. Little, tiny,
itsy, bitsy.
Let's call the whole thing small. You say enormous, and I say tremendous.
I say humongous, and you say stupendous. Enormous, humongous.
Tremendous, stupendous. Let's call the whole thing big.
A ball can be a circle, or a globe, or other sphere. They're all ways of saying what I'm holding here.
So if I say fantastic while you say terrific,
then I'd say fantastic to me sounds terrific.
Or we see how we agree now.
Whatever we call it, it's okay.
Let's say we call it a day.